Taste of Bernie's tune as performed by my guest Dave Graff on trombone, alongside some great players, Gordy Johnson on bass, Tanner Taylor on piano, Phil Hay on drums, who's on the gig that we're going to be talking about coming up on Sunday at Crooners, and Dave Carr handling the baritone sax. I'm hanging with Dave Graff, a legend and a fixture in the Twin Cities jazz community, a trombonist, plays a lot of times supporting other folks and is generally just a fantastic part of the scene. But he's going to be out front on Sunday at Crooners on the main stage. That show is at 5 p.m. Dave, thank you so much for visiting Jazz 88.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
Before I get into my fantastic questions I formulated for you, I just wanted to say that many, many months ago, I got an email from somebody who goes, "You got to get Dave Graff in because the man is one of a kind. He's a treasure, and he's been such a dedicated part of this scene. He needs to get some light shown on him." And so when I saw your name listed on the Crooners thing, I go, this is my chance. So I just want to let you know, you got a robust fan club for a trombone player.
Wow, that's flattering indeed.
Well, you know what? It seems well-deserved because you've been doing your thing in this community for a long time. And beyond just playing trombone and putting together shows, you've been a part of the Musicians Union, and you've been a fixture making sure that this scene stays healthy. You've been here for a long time. What's your favorite thing about the Twin Cities jazz community?
I think it's just my favorite thing is the people that I've met over the years. Yeah. So many of my friends are musicians. I'd say most of my friends are musicians, and I've developed some wonderful friendships over the years in this community.
Do you want to shout out any enemies? Like, you and Dean Sorensen ever have trombone wars or anything?
I don't think I have any enemies. I hope not.
Hey, if you don't like Dave Graff, give us a call, 529-5236. No, I'm just kidding. Now, look, you're going to be out front on Sunday, and this ensemble, Phil Hay, Matt Peterson, Mary Louise Knutson, and Jennifer Grimm, is that all correct for your lineup?
That's right, yeah.
That's a heck of
a... Well, I think we forgot Doug Haining. Did you get...
Oh, I didn't see Doug Haining on the list. Okay, this is a big deal. I'm sure these are folks who you got on the Rolodex. But when you're going, okay, I'm going to be out front. My name's going to be on the flyer. How do you figure out what instruments should play with you, and how do you figure out what players should play with you?
Well, in this case, the group is more or less the group that we had. We played a jazz service at a church out in Minnetonka for about 15 years. And so Mary Louise, Phil, and Doug were all members of that. And the bass player is different than we had there, that Matt Peterson, but he would sub quite often in there. And it was just a group I felt comfortable with, and they were familiar with some of my music already, so it was a real easy choice in my case.
And now, Dave, I'm talking with Dave Graff, trombone player, who's getting ready for a show at the Crooners main stage on Sunday. When you're talking about your material, you've obviously played a lot of great artwork by other people, but what typifies your work as a writer when you're putting together your own music? What do you like to do?
I would say that my work is pretty inside. Mm-hmm. It's not cutting edge. It's very melodic. And I think I've been maybe too much influenced by... I'm one of those people that never forgets a commercial jingle or a television theme song that I've heard. My brain is just full of all these little ditties, you know, uh-huh, from over the years. And it seems like when I hear my own... when I hear something that I've written... after the fact, I kind of think, what does that remind me of? There's always something a little familiar about it, but not that I'm copying something.
Right.
But I think I'm just really influenced by all the commercial music that I've heard over the years, and jazz music as well.
And it's all just flowing around in that brain?
Well, most of the time, I tell people the ideas often come to me at inconvenient times, like when I'm driving home from work. I'll get a little melodic idea in my mind, and so I'll try to hum it all the way home, make sure I can remember it long enough to write it down. That's generally how they start. I don't seem to be able to just sit down and will myself to write a tune. It always bubbles up as some kind of a lick or a melodic idea.
You got to distract your brain, and then suddenly the ideas come to you.
Yeah.
Now, Dave Graff, of course, your first call in the Twin Cities, getting asked to play with a lot of great people, but you've played with some big national names as well. Harry Connick Jr., Sammy Davis Jr., Natalie Cole, and more. When you're in the leader position, do you try to channel some of the great things you've learned when you've been a side person?
I think what I learned as a side person on those gigs doesn't necessarily apply to playing in a small group because they're usually big band things.
Gotcha.
It's usually a big band backing up an entertainer. I'm old enough to have kind of come in on the tail end of that era when there were still entertainers touring around, picking up local bands. And so I got to do a lot of show playing early in my career. I was in the house band at a place called the Carlton Celebrity Room that some people might remember. It's where Mall of America now is. And we were playing two or three shows a month in there for a week at a time. And that was interesting. It was interesting to play some of these acts for a whole week instead of just one night. And you could see how they operate and how they, the little speeches that they give that sound really spontaneous are pretty much, you know.
Canned.
Exactly. But they sound fresh, you know, to the people who are hearing them for the first time.
Gotcha. Wow. What a cool education, Dave Graff. I want to tip my hat to you and just say thank you for visiting Jazz 88. I'm not kicking you out here yet. I want to play a little bit of your music. I did write a couple trivia questions for you if you want to do that after traffic.
Oh,
but
sure.
There's no pressure. You are a very good jazz trivia player. But Jitterbug Waltz is what we're going to play. And this one features Doug Haining handling. Is he on alto or clarinet on this one?
I think he's on alto on this one, if I remember right.
You're on trombone. Rick Carlson handling the piano. Steve Pakal.
Pakal,
I got it right. And Dick Bortolussi on the drums.
That's right.
All right, this is Jitterbug Waltz from Fats Waller, and we'll be chatting a little bit with Dave Graff after traffic. Stay tuned.
Water 94. It's drive time traffic on the 10th from Jazz 88. We're live from MnDOT's RTMC.
And Danny Sigelman, I want to throw a question at you.
Yeah.
I didn't prepare you for this, but you recently moved, and a lot of folks who move, I wanted to ask, like, what's the one thing when it's unpacked, you feel like you're really home? Like, if this thing's all set up, then I'm in my new apartment. I'm in my new setup.
That's a really good question because I've been going through that myself. I think once, like, all my silverware has been put away in the drawers and I know where all my dishes and everything is, like, then I kind of feel like I can actually sit down and have an actual meal. That's where we're at in the progress report over here.
How close are you? Do you have your
grapefruit
spoon unloaded?
I made a little stir fry the other night, so we are there.
All right. Well, we are right here in St. Louis Park. I'm hanging out with Dave Graff. He's getting ready to play a show on Sunday over at Crooner's with the who's who of fantastic players from town, including Doug Haining, Jennifer Grimm, Matt Peterson, Phil Hay, Mary Louise Knutson. And Dave, before we play a little bit of trivia and I perhaps embarrass you on FM radio, you want to give a shout out to Jennifer Grimm for sliding the gig your way, right?
I absolutely do. Yeah, I've been playing at Jennifer's show that she does a Judy Garland tribute for a few years now, and we've got to be really good friends, and I'm just really grateful for having this opportunity to do this show. I never dreamed something like this would come along. So,
well, it's very
really
cool.
Happy about it.
And again, for anybody interested in attending, that show is happening on Sunday, 5 p.m. on the Crooner's main stage. Did a couple nights of jazz trivia a few years back, and Dave, you swept the house. You did everything, including I had an image round that was alliterative jazz musicians. So their first name and their last name starts with the same letter. And when I put the photo of trombone player Bob Brookmeyer, I was positive that no one would get it. And then you're like, I know Bob Brookmeyer. I think I even met him once. Is that right?
I did beat him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are a savant in the world of jazz trivia, and I want to keep this alliterative thing going. So I'm going to describe a player.
Okay.
Whose name is alliterative, meaning their first name and their last name starts with the same letter.
Okay.
And we're going to see how you do. I got 10 questions prepared, but I'll stop the bleeding if you get like zero after five, okay?
Oh, I get so nervous.
All right. Well, don't worry. No one's listening. The piano player from Miles Davis's second great quintet.
Herbie Hancock.
That is correct. A trumpet player and vocalist famous for his solos on Singin' the Blues and I'm Coming Virginia, both recorded in 1927.
Big Spider Beck.
Okay. Are you feeling less nervous now?
Yes.
All right. An American bassist famous for switching from upright to electric, famous for a long marriage with Carla Bley, and for his compositions being overrepresented in the first edition of The Real Book.
Steve Swallow.
Okay. A New Orleans clarinetist famous for his 15-year tenure with Duke Ellington from 27 to 42.
That sounds like Buddy Bigard.
Barney Bigard. Yeah. You get a half point. No, I'm just kidding. Barney Bigard, you
get
a
half off for that.
I don't know how soon you'll have to stop me because I think you'll get this one pretty quick. A Belgian harmonica player and whistler.
Toots Tielemans.
That is correct. The pianist and founder of Return to Forever.
Chick Corea.
Okay, this is the one I might stump you on. A Grammy-winning Brazilian pianist and vocalist.
Ooh,
married to Mark Johnson, the bassist.
Oh, Elaine Elias?
Yeah, Iliane Elias.
I don't know. Oh, I knew I'd get something wrong.
I know your Portuguese is a little weak.
It's very weak.
All right. A UK-born pianist also celebrated for her multi-decade run as a host of a celebrated national public radio program dedicated to jazz.
Marianne McPartland.
An American guitar player. That is correct. An American guitar player famous for his single note playing and his frequent appearances on Blue Note records from the 1960s.
Ooh, Grant Green.
That's correct. And the last one, you see if you get them all correct. The saxophone player who took over leadership of the Count Basie Orchestra from Thad Jones in 1986.
Frank Foster.
That is correct. Well done, Dave Graff. Good luck with the show. You make it impossible to run jazz trivia in this town. JT Bates was like, are you going to do that again? And I was like, Dave Graff is just going to come and win all the gift cards.
It wasn't fair. I should have like just played for, you know.
All right. Well, Dave Graff, you're playing at Crooners on Sunday. I hope you have a good gig. We're going to hit a little Herb Ellis. Thank you very much for visiting Jazz 88, and thank you for your decades of dedication to this jazz community.
Thank you, Sean. I really appreciate it.